Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo broadcasting live from Fairbanks, Alaska, and we're going to be having two guests later on in the program. At a quarter past the hour, we're going to be having Sarah Taylor. We're going to be talking about vegan. I thought it would be interesting to have Sarah because I've encountered different situations where either as a hostess, I have had guests who have been vegans, and also there are some various understanding, I think, that helps. So if this is something that you're interested in or have been considering, we're going to be having Sarah come on at a quarter past the hour. Then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking with Dr. Zoltan Rona. And Dr. Rona is a fascinating man. He has done a lot of research regarding a vitamin that's really big in the news today. It's vitamin D. So he'll be in the second half of the program. So I wanted to let you know that that is what is coming up. So today's program is pretty much going to be focusing on health, and with that theme in mind, I thought I would share a story with you about a woman that has MS. And so many people are going through various physical challenges. We live in a world today of such complexity that many times situations evolve where people will end up having ailments. And she found that her life was just sort of going nowhere. But she decided that rather than becoming a victim of the disease, she would look for the blessing that came with this. And she said it has been a life-changing situation on multiple levels. Well, she was only 39 when she had to resign from a job that she loved. Her name was Lisa. And Lisa Ritchie is a woman that has such a strong work ethic that it just really broke her heart that she had to leave this environment that meant so much to her. But it was seemingly there was no way for her to do otherwise because her health had just gone down the tubes. And she said when she was diagnosed with this autoimmune disease affecting her nervous system, she said, oh, I just have to really understand what I can do for myself. So at a young age, she had to quit her job. However, her physical condition, even though she was taking medication and she was listening to her doctor, she was having problems with her eyes and all kinds of things were going on. So she, like anyone that in that kind of a situation, being a responsible person, decided she was going to be very thorough and very careful about what she did. And she decided she was going to take her hobby and really put more time into it. And her hobby happened to be making inspirational cards. And she just kept busy doing that. Before she knew it, she had a stockpile. And there was an organization that contacted her one day through the mail, like so many of us receive these contact pieces of paper. She decided that she was going to send some of her artwork to this organization that was working so hard to raise money. It was all she could do. So she was donating her work to all of the charities that she thought she could help because she didn't have the money to send them. She started getting calls out of what seemed to be just a very simple action. She started to get a response. And what happened is that not only did she get thank yous, but people were asking her if she would be willing to work for the charity doing design work. And she was so excited. She felt very flattered. And she said, wow, this means even though I have this disease that has caused such turmoil in my life, I can do things. Well, she started her own organization a few years after she had started working with some people. It was called Cheap Therapy. And she said the reason she came up with that title is that her art saves her thousands of dollars on therapy bills. Her art just enables her to focus on something of a very positive level. Well, she went online when she decided she was going to start her business to find some resources, and she found an organization called Amber Grant. Now, this is a organization that gives $500 to women looking to start a business. And this grant program was started by a woman who wanted to honor her sister, whose name was Amber. And she had never, ever had a chance to do anything with her life because she passed away at such a young age. So Lisa had to qualify for this grant. She had to write an essay about how she'd use the money. And, of course, she'd have to write it quickly because at the time she found out about it, the deadline was just actually hours away. So she talked about her battle with MS and how there was an unexpected happy ending. Her artwork had given her back her life. And after she explained everything, she then went and emailed in her application. That was on a Friday night. On Monday morning, she got an email from Amber's sister saying she had won. So here is a woman that put together art, got a grant, was able to start a business, and she's able to bring that beauty that she loves so much, to bring to pieces of paper that make a difference with wonderful sayings. And Lisa has said she is going to continue to work towards passing on the good that was passed to her. And this is what she's done. She said she made a pay-it-forward grant. It's $500. And she was able to pass that $500 to a budding author, enabling that author to get her book published. She's also paying forward another grant that's going to be sending 20 kids whose parents are deployed in the Middle East to summer camp. She said, 9 years ago, I never imagined I'd be living such a fulfilling life. And to think that a disease like MS was at the base of my happiness that I'm experiencing today. What an amazing event. And she said, what an amazing series of circumstances. Now, there's a number of points with this story. One, Lisa took an action. She said, yes, I have this going on in my life. But she used art. And art and music are two of the most powerful tools that anyone can ever utilize to work with depression, to allow your creative juices to flow. But there's something that when you're able to put art and or music together, it's amazing what can happen. Scientists in doing research on this says that if someone is doing art, listening to good music, their heart rate becomes very, very normal if they're very agitated. It's the same effect as if you were meditating. So keep that in mind. Also, when you do art, it can be doodling. When you're doing anything like this, it energizes you. The brain is occupied. There are thought processes that are going on, being stimulated. And whenever you do anything creative, whether it's knitting, sculpture, even creating a new recipe, it stimulates brain cells. Another thing you can do is get on the internet. Do research. Do things that maybe you would otherwise maybe think would not be very much of value. It's the creativity that brings you back to life. And this has been proven time and time again. And I thought Lisa's story was such a good story because so many times life socks us right in the nose. And we go, what can I do? How can I make a difference in life? We'll get very depressed. We'll feel like we are locked in into circumstances, and we're not really. It's what we do with our thinking and what we do then with the actions later on. And with her, she was able, just through saying, I'll give my art away. I cannot donate money, but I will do this. It works. When it comes to finding work or being involved, when you can volunteer or do something that can assist other people, you never know how that is going to turn your life around. So if you're at this time in your life, one of those people that's experiencing not having a job, maybe you've been laid off, ask yourself, what environment could you perhaps put yourself into, volunteer your time to, so that you're around some new people, and say, I'm out of work, keep me in mind, but if you can use my help, I'd be glad to be there. I know of a man who lost a high-powered executive positioning, and he was really in the dumps, and there was a member of his family that was trying to start up a business, and he volunteered to help that member of family. He wasn't getting paid for it. He knew the younger person didn't have any money, and he said, I'm bored out of my mind, so I'll help them. And he was helping this member of family build their business. He had been so much involved in business most of his life, it came very easily. So he had to get up every day, go to work, be a part of life, and even though he wasn't getting paid a penny, he was feeling better. Now, this is a man that had sent out hundreds of resumes. As it turned out, he gets a call one day after he'd been working for this relative for about 6 or 8 months. He gets a call from someone that says, I've been looking for you. I understand that you're working for XYZ in the family. He said, yes, and he said, oh, got my hands full. This is really a challenge. I've enjoyed doing this. This is wonderful. And the guy said, well, I have a job. Do you think you'd be interested? He said, well, I'll be happy to come talk to you about it. As it turned out, he ended up getting a job offer. Part of that was is that he kept himself occupied and not getting stuck in the feeling that he couldn't accomplish anything and or would never find a job. Sometimes we have to do a shift so that we can step up to the plate to do something different. And that's not good, it's not bad. But it means you never give up hope. You never, ever stop believing in who you are. You just may have to do things a little differently for a while. And in the process, you may be just like Lisa, finding something that is going to totally change your life and doing what you love to do and being paid for it. And in addition to that, she's felt good because she's been able to assist other people in the way that she was helped. So she's just passing it right along. And you cannot lose. There's no way you're going to lose when you do that. Opportunity wears all kinds of costumes, and you just never know when you're going to find a costume of a new style that's going to be absolutely perfect for you. Ruby Maxwell had a wonderful comment, and I like this, and I'd like to share it with you today. If you're on the lookout for something spectacular to make your day shine, she says, look in the mirror, because you're the one that can make the day as good, as bad, or as indifferent as you want. And
are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna, and we have my guest Sarah Taylor on the line. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Well, Sarah, you are in the Pacific Northwest, and you've written a book, Vegan in 30 Days. Now, I'm not a vegetarian, and I know I will not probably ever be one, but I have some friends who are. And your book intrigued me because of a particular experience that I had with this friend. But I want you to know that, or to let my audience know a little bit about you. You've been a vegan since 2002, and you were inspired when you read Diet for a New America by John Robbins. And you have made this a part of your life. You started a company called The Vegan Next Door, and you speak and you work with people if this is something that they would like to do. And you're also on the board of director at the Women's Washington, Women's Employment and Education. And you're very active, and you live in Gig Harbor, Washington. And like I said, I was fascinated with the material in your book because I had an experience with a friend of mine in a restaurant, and I knew she was vegan, and she'll sometimes have fish. She's not total vegan, but I was really interested when we were in this Mexican restaurant because of the meal she was ordering, which was going to be cooked in a fat. She asked if it was lard. Now, among the Mexican people, lard is a fat, a natural fat that they will use. And they said, yes, it is lard that we use. And she said, well, I cannot have it if that's the case. So she ordered something else. Now, give us a definition what a vegan is, because there are all kinds of variables. There are some that will have dairy, which my friend does. There are others that will have eggs, won't have eggs. So give us an explanation of what is a vegan.
I'm glad you asked that question because there is a lot of confusion about the definitions of vegetarians and vegans. A vegetarian, there are different types of vegetarians, and a true vegetarian is somebody who doesn't eat any types of flesh products at all, which include fish and poultry. So many people call themselves vegetarian, but they still eat a little fish or a little poultry, and that's kind of a commonly accepted version of a vegetarian, but a true vegetarian doesn't eat any kind of meat products at all. A vegan, on the other hand, is much more strict, and a vegan does not only eat no animal products, but they also do not eat any products that come from an animal, including butter and, you know, lard, as you mentioned, eggs, dairy, you know, obviously cheeses, ice creams, that type of thing. So vegans tend to be much more strict, and they also tend to be much less flexible. So it sounds like your friend's probably closer to a vegetarian if she's, you know, eating some fish here and there, because most vegans aren't very flexible with that. They generally, not always, but they generally won't eat any animal products or any animal flesh at all.
I noticed when I was going through your book, Vegan in 30 Days, you have a number of different recipes here, but also your book is about how people, if they want to transition into this kind of a food patterning, that there are steps that they can go by. Many times people will not get enough nutrition from what they are eating. What would you say to a person that would say, I'm having certain dietary situations, sometimes people have ended up with a toxicity because of their environment, et cetera, so they really want to follow this kind of a pattern. I have a friend that did that for a year and was able to get rid of allergies and this type of thing. So how is it nutritionally that they're going to get what they need? Because I do know of cases, in fact, more than not, where people are not getting enough nutrition by being a vegan. How would you address that?
That's a good question, and it's a concern that a lot of people have. And I think that concern is pretty unfounded with one caveat. And the caveat is that they're not being a junk food vegan, they're being, you know, a healthful vegan. And what I mean by that is that a lot of people probably aren't getting very much nutrition from the standard American diet anyway. You know, if you're eating, you know, a lot of French fries and Cheetos and Coke and licorice and things, there's not a lot of nutrition in those foods either, even though they're not vegan. So if people are going to be drinking Coke and eating Fritos as a vegan, yeah, that's technically vegan, but you're not going to get a lot of nutrition there either. So instead, you know, if you're worried about protein, because we're always taught, okay, protein comes from meat, calcium comes from dairy. If you take meat and dairy out of your diet, you're going to be deficient in nutrients. And in fact, it couldn't be more further from the truth. You can get plenty of protein in beans, nuts and seeds have a lot of protein. There are certain grains like quinoa that are packed with protein. So there are plenty of protein sources in the plant-based diet. And calcium is the same way. Instead of getting calcium through dairy products, you instead get it through mainly vegetables, especially green leafy vegetables, and spinach is a famous example for that. So it's nothing that you really need to be too concerned about if you're eating a healthful diet, but I wouldn't even say a healthful vegan diet. I'd say anybody needs to make sure they're getting plenty of, you know, variety in their diet and green vegetables and lots of fruits and vegetables mixed in different colors and that type of thing. I think it's good for anybody no matter what type of diet they choose.
You bring up a comment about honey and that it is a controversy, and that this just makes me chuckle because honey is actually bee sweat, and most people don't know that, but that's what it is, and it's sugar. So you have all of this that people will argue about, and I just have to chuckle. But there are those people that say some vegans, you know, no, we don't have honey because that's bad for you, and I'm going, huh? But anyway, that's just my particular bias. What is your positioning on that?
You know, that's a funny question, and it actually makes me chuckle too, Donna, because I think that most vegans would not necessarily say that honey is bad for you, but there are people who are vegan for the nutritional aspect of the diet because they think it's a very healthful diet, and then there are those of us who are vegan because of animal rights and that type of thing. And so there are a lot of people who say, wow, you know, I don't eat eggs because I don't feel it's my place to be taking that from the chickens. I don't eat dairy because the dairy cows are living in such bad conditions. I don't want to support that. And I'm not going to take honey from bees because, again, it's not my place to be taking something from another creature. So I think for most people, it's not necessarily a nutritional thing. It's more of a philosophical thing. And vegans, this is why I chuckle about it, is vegans argue about, well, gee, is a bee an animal? Well, no, it's an insect. I'm going to eat honey. And at that point, I think it just gets a little bit silly myself. But I personally don't eat honey because I'm one of those philosophical people that just says, you know, I personally don't think that it's my right to be taking that, but I respect other people's beliefs on that, and it is kind of a funny vegan discussion item.
Yes, it is. It's really, I think we human beings are fascinating creatures. We will find something to argue about one way or the other. It's just absolutely
true.
Amazing, and those little honeybees are just going to be out there creating all kinds of honey and floating from flower to flower, just as happy as they can be, and the bears will just love it. They'll just, whenever, you know, it's a natural sweetener that Mother Nature has provided us in so many ways. You have some interesting information regarding smoothies, and I had a lady about a month ago that talked about green smoothies and how they had saved her life. She really, really had benefited from this because she had been going through certain health issues. And, of course, we all know that if you can get organic, that's fine, and you recommend also to support the local farmers in your area, which I agree with strongly, and both of us are from the state of Washington, so we have the good fortune of knowing how many local farmers offer produce in the local area, and that's really great. But those people that may not be in areas, like I'm up here in Fairbanks, Alaska, growing lettuce in your backyard is not going to be happening too readily up here because you don't have the weather. The farther north you get, you have a very short growing period, and your availability, today's world, because of transportation opportunities, we're able to do a lot more. But a green smoothie. Tell us what you would consider a green smoothie, and what would you say for my listeners that are up here in the farm north? Now, they can go down to a local chain market, and they can buy it, but so much of it has gone through such a long transport, and it is nutritionally, I think, by the time it gets here, not at its peak because of the amount of time and sophistication that's there. So what would you say to someone if they wanted to add green into their diet? What would you recommend?
Well, I would say always go for your best option. And if you are someplace like Alaska where your best option are greens that have been transported from, you know, the main part of the continent, then that's going to be your best option. But for those people that haven't heard about green smoothies and they're saying, gosh, what are Donna and Sarah referring to? I read about this too, and I'm not sure who your guest was that was talking about it, but there's a woman who's quite famous for writing a book about it called Victoria Butenko. And Victoria talks about green smoothies in her book. I can't remember the name of the book now. I wish I had it. But anyway, basically what she points out is that, you know, green leafy vegetables, as we all know, are packed with nutrients. I mean, the fruit and vegetable world is really where it's at as far as nutrition goes. And of the fruit and vegetable world, the green leafy vegetables, wow, I mean, that they're just packed with vitamins and minerals. The problem is, you know, many of us can eat a salad a day, but, you know, to really pack in as many nutrients as we can, well, how to do that? And a really neat option, and a way that I would really challenge your listeners to try, is just to make a regular fruit smoothie in your blender. You know, my favorite smoothie is simply, you know, bananas and strawberries with a little bit of soy milk or water thrown in. And then just take a big chunk, a big handful of spinach leaves and throw them into the blender. And I can almost guarantee you will have no idea that they're in there, other than the color of your smoothie will go from pink to green. So if that bothers you, you can put it into, you know, a container that you can't actually see the smoothie. But, yeah, it's a great way to get tons and tons of extra nutrients with pretty much no calories. But, you know, it still tastes like this delicious fruit smoothie. So that's the idea behind a green smoothie. And you can start taking out fruit as your taste buds kind of acclimate and adding in more and more greens, so it ends up being less sweet over time if you feel like doing that, and even more nutritious. So that's the idea behind a green smoothie.
Now, I know we're almost out of time, Sarah. Your book is Vegan in 30 Days, and you say get healthy and save the world. You have all kinds of recipes. You do talk a little bit about supplementation, and you also have recipes that are favorites for you and your family. And I really think your quote by Luciano Pavarotti, of course, he was an Italian, and Italians love food. He said, one of the very nicest things about life is the way we must regularly stop whatever it is we're doing and devote our attention to eating. And that man did exactly that. He had a healthy, hearty appetite his entire life. Bless his soul, he blessed this world with his music and his voice, and I just think that he was a great quote to use. Now, what is your website, Sarah, where people can go and find out about the information that you want them to know more about regarding vegan, if this is something they wanted to explore?
Oh, thank you for asking. My website is www.theveganextdoor.com.
www.thevegan, V-E-G-A-N, next door. Well, Sarah, it has been a delight having you as a guest. And as we're closing out our chat for today, what thought would you like to share with my listeners?
I guess if I had one thought, I would just share with them, if they're not familiar with the vegan diet and they're curious, to buy some books and read up on it. Because even if you don't choose to go fully vegan, the more you can move away from animal-based foods and the closer you can move toward plant-based foods, the better your health will be, the better the animal life will be on the planet, and the better our environment will be as well.
Vegan in 30 Days, Sarah Taylor has been my guest. You can go to her website, and you can find out more information. Of course, that's theveganextdoor.com. So if this is of interest to you, check it out. I think you'll find her information fun, fascinating, and interesting. In the interim, we're going to be taking a short break, and when we come back, we will be talking with Dr. Rona. Sarah, thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you.
This is Donna Siebel. We're going to come back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Enter the magical world of God's Kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95, plus shipping and handling. And the author, Donna Sebo, will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and we've been trying to reach Dr. Rona and talk with him about vitamin D, and we've not been able to do so. So I don't know if an emergency's come up. So we're going to be moving right along. By the way, I'm going to open up the phone lines to telephone callers. The telephone number is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. We have a caller waiting on the line, so we're going to go to caller directly. And caller, welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi. Hi, Donna. Sandy from Arizona.
And where are you, Sandy, in Arizona?
In Phoenix, in the Phoenix area.
All right. Sandy, have you called in before?
It's been a while I've called
in. Yeah, I thought so. Okay, let me tell you what I'm getting right off the bat. It's as if you are having to do something in a repetitive way. It's like I'm seeing you with a racket in your hand and you're doing a racquetball exercise so that you can keep your skills up. And this is just symbolic. So that you are able to just keep pumping stuff and keep doing what you need to do and you just keep going and going and going. And that is absolutely wonderful. But you're saying, I'm getting bored. I don't want to continue to do this repetitive patterning. And so what I'm watching and observing is that when you're doing this, if you're not careful and if you lose your focus, you're not going to be able to be as consistent, nor will you develop the skills that you need to develop. So I want you to be alert. And I want you to be aware that repetition serves a value if you maintain quality and consistency in what you do. When you start getting out of focus, then you're going to find that that you're doing is going to get a little bit sloppy. You're going to miss the ball of opportunity, and I don't want you to do that. So although there are those activities that are monotonous and that you just as soon not be bothered with, I want to say keep your focus so that you keep sharpening your skills, and you're going to find that you'll be able to do what you need to do at the time that the opportunity comes knocking on your door. You'll be able to respond to it easily and readily in a way and manner that you would not have been able to do so easily without this constant repetition of doing things over and over and over again. So stay focused so that you will get done what needs to be done, and those skills are going to be at the level that you want them to be. So again, you'll be ready when opportunity knocks. What question do you have for me today?
Well, I'm meeting someone tomorrow in the afternoon, and I wondered if you saw that coming into a long-term association with each other.
Well, it depends on what you call long-term. If you're talking 10 years, no. If you're talking something that could be, 9 months to a year, there's a possibility. But there are certain areas of what I would say would be in the contract agreement that need to be very clearly written out. You need to have things written out in such a way that there's no guessing. Because if you're not thoughtful about this, you're going to find that in the contract agreement, and you're the one that's going to need to write up the contract, there may be expectations on the part of this person. Let's say you say it's going to take me 40 hours to get the job done. Well, maybe as you are doing the job, all of a sudden they're going to be adding in this and adding in the other, and the next thing you know, it's going to take you 60 to 80 hours to get it done because of all of their adjustments. So in that sense, you'll be putting a lot more time into it, and you will not have a gain unless you have something in the contract that specifically states if anything additional is added to this, then there will be cost per hour for XYZ. So these are things that you need to think through when you're discussing this potential negotiation with this client. Because I think that there is going to be, I might change my mind. I'm really not sure about this. So you have to have clarity with this person. And don't be afraid to talk dollars, and don't be afraid to talk hours. This is just business. But it's something that they are of the personality type. Again, they may fold in some things that are not expected. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And you have a wonderful day, and thanks for calling in.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
This is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. Well, I'm sorry that we weren't able to connect with Dr. Rona. This is a wonderful subject. In fact, though I wasn't able to connect with him, I'm going to share with you some of the information that he has in his book called Vitamin D, the Sunshine Vitamin. It's been in the news so much, and they talk about it as if it's a brand new discovery, and it really isn't. It's been around for a long, long time. But they're finding that vitamin D has such a tremendous benefit to the human body. And if you live up in the far north, I'm up here in Alaska, the state of Washington is where my home is, and so we have a lot more darkness to deal with, especially during the winter months. And vitamin D is absolutely necessary for your wellness. So I'm going to be sharing some of that information with you. Also, what I wanted to do was share a recipe, so get that pad of paper handy, and then I will be doing exactly that. I've got a wonderful recipe for a smoked salmon and goat cheese frittata. And I like frittatas. I just think they are absolutely wonderful, and they're great if you're going to have company. So I'll give you that recipe in just a little bit. So go get that pad of paper, get that pen handy, and I'll be sharing that with you momentarily. While you're doing that, let me just tell you, if you have a story, a paranormal story, and you would like to share it with others, I would love to have you send it to me, because I'm putting together a book. I am collecting 100 stories, and I want to know about those stories that have transformed your life, things that have happened to you. Could be a dream experience, could be out of body, it could be dealing with, you know, being on a vision quest and what happened to you there. I mean, I love the stories that people share with me, but I'd like to have you send it to me in writing, because I'm putting this all together. And it's going to take me, I think, a year to gather 100 stories, maybe not, but this is what I'm giving myself as a time frame. So if you'd like to share your story, send it to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. That's D-E-L-P-H-I International.com. And then be sure to put in the subject line, Donna Sebo's book or story for Donna or something like that that will identify it for me, so when I get your email, I'll be able to pick it up rather quickly. Okay, have you got that pad of paper and pen handy? Smoked salmon and goat frittata. This makes a wonderful brunch dish. And if you like, you know, if you like Greek food, goat cheese is just so absolutely flavorful. But you can also use this recipe, and if you don't like, let's say, broccoli, which is in this recipe, you can always substitute something else. But remember, if you're going to use anything like spinach, you have to pre-cook it a bit, because spinach has a lot of water in it, so you don't want to have the frittata too moist. So this is the way it goes. It's 6 eggs. You're going to need 6 eggs. You're going to need 1/4 cup of heavy cream, 1/4 cup of heavy cream, 1 tablespoon of grated Parmesan cheese. Oh, and the older the Parmesan cheese, the better for more flavor. You need about 1/4 teaspoon of salt and about 1/8 teaspoon of pepper. You're going to need 1 cup of cooked flat noodles. Fettuccine works very nicely for this. If you have spaghetti, you can use spaghetti noodles. Then you're going to need 1/2 cup of your cooked broccoli florets. And I would say if you wanted to substitute another vegetable, carrots or whatever, just make sure that they're cooked, so the excess moisture content is out of them. Going to need 1/2 cup of crumbled goat cheese, and then 2 ounces of smoked salmon, and you chop that up. 1 scallion, chop it, that's going to be about 1/4 cup, and 1 tablespoon of unsalted butter. Now, this is how easy this is to fix. You just take a bowl, medium-sized bowl, put your eggs in it, along with the cream, your Parmesan cheese, salt, and pepper, and just whisk that up really quickly. Then you stir in your noodles, your broccoli, your goat cheese, your salmon, and your scallion. Give that a couple of turns with a big spoon or a spatula. And then what you're going to want to do, you're going to want to heat butter in an 8-inch nonstick skillet over medium heat. And the butter, when it starts to foam, that is really when it's the time to put in your egg mixture. So you pour that into your 8-inch skillet. After 2 minutes, just generally just count out the time, 2 minutes, you lift up the cooked egg from around the edge of the pan, and you allow some of the uncooked egg mixture to seep underneath, and a spatula is wonderful for this when you do it. Sometimes people like to use a fork. I like a spatula, and I like the big ones, so that I can really lift up that cooked egg and let the uncooked flow underneath. And you're going to cook for another 2 minutes, and you want to make a hole in the center of that partially cooked egg mixture so that you're going to have the uncooked mixture go underneath. Now, something that you'll see different cooks do, they will take and make little breaks in the egg and just make a break, like with a spatula, just poke in little areas, and that uncooked egg will continue to go down. So all you have to do after you've done that, you reduce your heat to medium-low, and you cover it with a lid. And you want to make sure that your pan your 8-inch pan is deep enough so that the egg can puff up, because it will puff up beautifully. And you cook it about 10 minutes, again, on your medium-low heat. And then the eggs mixture will be completely set. You let it stand, you know, on a sideboard somewhere for 5 minutes after you've turned off the heat. And then you can flip it out onto a serving platter and use a spatula. It's really easy. Just bring that spatula right around the edge of the pan and then gently loosen the bottom. And you can put it right on your round plate or platter. And you want to put the brown side up. And, of course, you serve it hot. Maybe you want to have some extra cheese on the side. Or if you have a nice white sauce you'd like to serve with it, you can do that, too. But this is a kind of recipe you can do a lot with. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Call in if you'd like to chat, 888-815-9756.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Telephone lines open if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. Now, tomorrow, we're going to be talking with Marla Martinson. Now, Marla's been a guest on my show before. It's been quite a while. Well, she has put together a diary of a Beverly Hills matchmaker. These stories are wonderful. And if you've ever wondered what a matchmaker does, well, I know you figured it out. She puts people together. But some of her experiences have really been a hoot, and she absolutely loves her profession. So we're going to be talking about the dating game, Beverly Hills style, tomorrow. And then on Thursday, we're going to be talking about remote viewing. And Michael Ruiz is going to be my guest. He has put together a series of trainings that will enable people, if they want to try to develop remote viewing capacities on their own, these are DVDs that will enable you to do that. And having been involved with remote viewing, he's just a very interesting person. And then on Friday, we're going to be talking with Dr. Robert Linden, the rise and fall of the American medical empire. So we've got an interesting lineup of guests, and I'm really looking forward to having them. I said earlier that because we weren't able to make the connection with Dr. Rona, that I did want to share some of the information that's in his book, Vitamin D. He brings out some fascinating points of detail regarding the vitamin itself, but also talking about sunscreens. Now, how many years have we been told that sunscreens are very necessary to avoid skin cancer? Well, what's interesting is that skin cancer has been on the rise. It hasn't been diminishing. So there's a lot of questions that are posed for this, and we're getting close to that time of year. And in many parts of the world, you know, it's already perking in the 70s, 80s, and 90 degree levels, and it's going to be getting even warmer. And we need to be aware how we take care of ourselves and our nutritional supplementation really makes a difference. And as you get older, it's even more significant. Now, his positioning is that we get advice over and over to use sunscreen, wear protective glasses, hats, and other clothing. The higher the sun protection in the sunscreen, the better. Well, he challenged that, and he said the benefits of ultraviolet light have been underestimated, while the dangers have been grossly exaggerated. And he said the evidence regarding medical journals and, you know, what we get in the news media is stated as if it's fact every day, And he said, we have got a report that came out on the 5th of February of 2005 where BBC News reported more sunshine helps melanoma patients because their tumors become less aggressive. So this is starting to come out more. And they said non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is another type of cancer that can be helped by increased exposure to ultraviolet rays. They say the risks of developing the disease are reduced by up to 40% with exposure to either the sun or ultraviolet-producing sun lamps. And these studies, which are all documented, concluded that cancer rates decrease because the skin produced much more vitamin D from the increased ultraviolet light exposure. Now, when he's talking about the exposure, he's not talking about sitting outside and just burning yourself to a crisp, you know, 4 hours a day. And that the best times to be able to get sun exposure, and let's face it, when you're in the far north, you're not going to have a heck of a lot of it, but the best time to get it is between 10 a.m. and 2 in the afternoon. That is the best time. And I remember when I used to be in Hawaii, you wanted to be very thoughtful because between about, I'd say, 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon and 6 in the evening, you did not want to be out in the sun because you really would be burned to a crisp. But earlier in the day, you'd be fine. Well, do you know the people that live on the islands of Hawaii, they're very healthy because they are exposed to sun. And when you think of the Polynesians that lived there, they were exposed to a great deal of sun. Skin cancer was unheard of. They just didn't have it. So he said it's important to realize that it's ultraviolet A, which is a UVA light, and not UVB light that is responsible for skin damage, aging, and wrinkles. Now, believe me, I've seen people that have just baked themselves out in the sun, and they looked like prunes by a relatively young age. So you have the difference in the rays. The UVB rays create vitamin D. The UVA rays are the ones that they believe cause cancer. And the UVB rays protect the body from melanoma and other skin cancers. Now, there was a study published by Diane Godar of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration that went into more detail regarding the differences of these different forms of light. And it's so important to be aware of these things. You know, when you think about it, there is so much that is put out there by various businesses that want you to buy their product and or people's belief systems in one way or another. And it's up to us as individuals to do our homework. So whenever we can come across material and be introduced into different factors of thinking, it gives us an opportunity to question and to examine and to say what is going to work for us. So I do recommend his book, Vitamin D, the Sunshine Vitamin, because he goes into quite a bit of information regarding this wonderful vitamin, how vital it is for all of us, and how it can keep you healthy on so many different levels. So that's Dr. Rona, and regrettably he wasn't able to be with us today. This is Donna Sebo. We're out of time. My broadcast tomorrow will be from Fairbanks, and then I'll be on my way to Anchorage. Remember, always you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Wherever you are, if the sun's shining, get out there and soak up those rays. Just remember, your health is up to you, and why not have the best possible? Donna Sebo here. Tomorrow we'll be talking again, same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.